Okay. Let's go through the next sugya. Very gishmak. I think we'll understand it. It'll be very good. So basically, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says halacha. It's on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that if you gonav v'tovach b'Shabbos, if you steal and you shecht it on Shabbos, so the Gemara says the Chachamim say you potter. Now the reason why Chachamim say you potter is not because of kam le'bidrab minei, because the Gemara says that according to Tanakama you're chayiv. So the reason why chayiv because tovach al de'acher, somebody else shechts it. So clearly there's no p'tur of kam le'bidrab minei. You steal it, and then somebody else shechts it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Chachamim say you're potter. The question is, why are you potter from Dalet Vehei? If there's no p'tur of kam le'bid rabinei, why are you potter of Dalet Vehei? So Gemara says, it's Reb Shimon he. The Omar Shchita Sheinu Ruya, Lo Yishma Shchita. The Gemara says, because all these things that the Mishnah quotes, are Shchita Sheinu Ruya. Pasuk says, V'tavach O'machal, Yichayev Dalet Vehei. If you steal it, and then you shecht it, and it's a shechita ruya, says Reb Shimon. What's a shechita ruya? That you have to be able to eat it. And the three things listed in the Mishnah, shechita sheinu ruya. And therefore it's not called a good shechita, so therefore there's no tvicha that you chayav on. So the Gemara says, Hoteinach avodas kechavim b'shor haniskal. Avodas kechavim, says Rashi, dizivchei meisim asurim. V'chein shor haniskal, d'shemineg madina asur b'hano. So all these things are asur b'hano, and therefore you potter, therefore it's shechita sheinu ruya. It's not considered v'tovach. Ela shechita shabbos, shechita ruya hi. The Gemara has a kasha, but shechting the animal on Shabbos, it's a valid shechita. Didnan. In other words, yeah, you didn't aveira, and it's, in our case, you would not have kam lebid raminei, because somebody else does it. Right? You're chayiv, somebody else does it. Tvi chalade shliach, we said last time. So, the Gemara says, shechita Shabbos is a shechita ruyi. It's a good shechita. Didnan. Hashechit b'Shabbos uv'yeim ha'kippurim. If you shecht on Shabbos on Yom Kippur, afal pi shemischayiv v'nafshoi, even though you're chayiv, shechita asei k'sheira. It's a good shechita. So the Gemara says that this man the Omar, the Tanakh, the Reb Shimon, the Mishnah, says, you potter, sovelok Reb Yechonah Samlo, that nam, three-way machlekes, hamavashah b'shabbos b'shoi yeik, yoichal, v'meizet lo yoichal divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, if you cook by on Shabbos, by mistake, you can eat it even on Shabbos itself. B'meizid, if you do it b'meizid, lo yoichal, you may not eat it forever, but others are allowed to eat it. Divi Reb Meir. Reb Yudah says, no, b'shoigeg yochel matzah Shabbos. If you do it b'shoigeg, they can only eat the matzah Shabbos. You cannot eat the cooked food that you ate, cooked b'shoigeg, because of the knas. But b'meizid, lo yoichal alamis. If you did it on purpose, then you may not eat it forever, but others are allowed to eat it. So, according to both Reb Meir and Reb Yudah, if you cook or shecht something on Shabbos, it's permitted to be eaten by others. It's clearly a shechita ruya. Says Gemara, Reb Yechonah Samna, Reb Yechonah Samna says no. B'shoigeg yoichel l'matzah Shabbos. Shoigeg, you cannot eat it only on matzah Shabbos. L'acherim v'loy loy. That shoigeg, you're never allowed to eat it. Others are allowed to eat it on matzah Shabbos. B'meizit, if you do it on purpose, lo yoichel loy lomis, loy loy v'loy l'acherim. So Reb Yechonah Samna holds that if you shecht something on Shabbos, it's forbidden forever to be eaten by you or by anybody else. So clearly we see that shechting something on Shabbos forbids the item from being eaten. And if it forbids the item from being eaten, then it's shechita she'eino ruya, and therefore not chayev dalet vehei. So Gemara says, my time Rabbi Yechonah Samla, what's the reason Rabbi Yechonah Samla, it's forbidden, if you do it b'meizit, it's forbidden for everybody. So Gemara says, k'dador shabchir, apisa lebeinesiyo, like Reb Chiya learned, Ushmatem es Shabbos ki kodesh ilochem. Ma kodesh osa b'achila, af ma'is Shabbos asurim b'achila. Just like kodesh is forbidden to be eaten, so to ma'is Shabbos, you learn from a pasuk, it's forbidden b'achila. So Gemara says, ma kodesh osa b'ano, af ma'is Shabbos osa b'ano, tamad lo'im elochem shilochem yei. Yochal afila b'shoigek, tamad lo'im echalem o'ish yomos, meizin amati lochov elo b'shoigek. Okay, so basically we learn from a pasuk that a ma'is Shabbos, something which gets cooked b'meizit on Shabbos, or gets shechted b'meizit on Shabbos, is forbidden, it's like Kodesh, may not be eaten. And therefore, it's shechita sheinu ruya, and therefore, even though there's no p'tur of kim le'bid raminei, But it's anyway potter because it's shechita shein ruya. It's not utvachay and mecharay. There's no tvicha because it cannot be eaten. So now the Gemara says, pligi bo ravacha veravina. Machlig is ravacha and ravina. Chadoma, one says, maisa Shabbos deraisa. One says, maisa Shabbos is forbidden min ha-Torah. V'chadoma de rabbonon. And one says, only osa de rabbonon. So the Gemara says, man doma de raisa kiramoron. The one learns the raisa from the Pasuk. Man doma de rabbonon om makro. Aye, the Pasuk says, kodesh. So the Pasuk says, kodesh hi. He kodesh vein maseo kodesh. In other words, the Pasuk doesn't come to speak about Maisa Shabbos, talk about Shabbos itself, and therefore, it's not also the Raisa, only the Rabbanon, Chazal made a Knas. So now the Gemara asks the question, Uleman da Omer the Rabbanon, according to Man da Omer that says that it's forbidden to be eaten on Shabbos forever, it's cooked on Shabbos, forbidden, only the Rabbanon is forbidden, that's Pshat, in Rabbi Yechon's standard, it's only a Knas the Rabbanon, Mai Taibayu the Rabbanon the Patri. So the Gemara's question is, so if that's the case, so why does the Mishnah say that if you shecht it on Shabbos, it's shechita she'eino ruya? It's not. Midah araisa, you're allowed to eat it. Midah rabbonon, you're not allowed to eat it. Midah araisa, you're allowed to eat it. Look at Rashi. My time, my de rabbonon. De pligya de Reb Meir, upratri miknas abava chamisha, hoi lebitvecha ledeachu kimto. It must be talking about somebody else shechts it. Otherwise, everybody agrees, kim lebi rabbinei yupater. So if somebody else shechts it, Hashchita ruya, he midaraisa. Midaraisa, it's a good shchita, midarabonon. You cannot have it. Sheikh the Shabbos is also the rabbonon. But midaraisa, it's a good shchita. So why you potter from dal vehei? So the Gemara says, Enochanami, kikopati rabbonon, ashairo. The Gemara says that when the Mishnah says, or the Braisa says, that according to the Reb Shimon, it's potter, only means potter on the other two, on Eved Kechavim and Shor HaNiskol, Aved Ezor and Shor HaNiskol. Masha'en Kein, Shochat B'Shabbos, you would be Chayiv Dal Rehei. Ah, you're not allowed to eat it Midr Rabbanon. Midr Rabbanon, it's a Shechita She'enu Ruyo. Correct. But Midr Raisa, it's a Shechita Ruyo. And therefore, it's not going to pat to you from Dal Rehei. Any questions on the Gemara? That means if you cook something on Shabbos, you didn't... Yes, the Av Melacha was done on Shabbos to this item. So the either midaraisa is forbidden to be eaten. The Gemara won't say now, one man almost says only midarabonon is forbidden. So you must say, well, if it's midarabonon forbidden, it means midaraisa is permitted to be eaten. But if it's midaraisa is permitted to be eaten, it's clearly a tzvicha, you should be chayv dal vehei.
So what would be bishul category?
Meaning if you cook something on Shabbos.
That's considered an isadarabonon?
No, it's an isadaraisa. Midrabbanon, it's forbidden to eat that item. Forever. According to Birchen Sander. We don't pass like Birchen Sander. We pass like Remeo, like Rebuda. Machlek is the grow on others. But according to Birchen Sander, it's forbidden midrabbanon, at least forever. So you might say, well, if that's forbidden midrabbanon forever, that does not make it to Shechita Shein Ruya. Because midaraisa, it is a good Shechita. So that's the Gemara stays with that. Any question on the Gemara? Straightforward. Comes along the Mashal. In the back of the Gemara, next to the Maram, next to the Mashal, on the bottom of the Mashal, Chachman Shloim Masech Skubis, my time the Rabbon de Patri, Nichta Betzidoi, Betzoch Iyun. Again, what does the Gemara say over here? The Gemara says, well, if it's only the Rabbonon that you're not allowed to eat it, then Midarais it's still called a Shechita Ruya, and Yechayv Galvei. As the Mashal, Maishno, Da Mekadesh, Bisure Hano de Rabbonon, De Eina Mukudeshes. Umafkian is the Ashes ish, Mishum de la Havimamun. Allah is, if you marry a woman with Isure Hano de Rabbanon, so Midaraisa, it's called money. Midarabbanon, it's not called money. So, and Allah is, if you marry her with such money, we say Midaraisa, it's still the Kesef. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon come along and say that since according to us it's not money, we do not consider this woman an Ashes ish. Ask the Mashal, im kein ochinami neime, da beschita sheine ruya. It's the same thing over here. Midaraisa, it's a schita ruya. But midarabonon, could you eat it or not? No. So midarabonon, it's a schita sheine ruya. So therefore, it should be considered. Potom dalvei. Just like midarabonon is not called kesef, midaraisa is called kesef. Midarabonon is isura no de rabonon. It's not called kesef. And therefore, it's not a kedushin. So it's over here. Midrabanan is not called a shechita. It's a shechita she'ein aruya midrabanan, and therefore you should be posted that way. Mashal's question. So Mashal says, well, the truth is, this whole halacha that the isur de hanad de rabbanon doesn't help by kedushin is machlokes Rosh and Rambam. The Rosh says that it works only by chametz, because chametz, right? The Gemara says machlokes Rosh and Rambam. The Rosh says, if you look in number 2 in the sheet, the third line, the second line on the end, Ashken ferkam le psachim am rav gidol hamakadosh bechite kudenaiser. If you marry a woman with chite kudenaiser, which is chametz nuksha, which is mishesha osilamayla, which is also medaraisa, to have chametz, but the chite kudenaiser are not real chametz. Ein chayshin le kedushim. It's not called a kedushim. Abagad the chute kudenaiser kashin chimutzi de rabbanon. So clearly we see that if midrabanon is not, it's asabah, no, because it's chametz, midrabanon, midraisa is not chametz. She's the ishes ish midraisa. But midrabanon is, it's chametz, it's asabah, no. It doesn't make into kedusha, not kesef. V'yesh lechalik b'shum chametz v'pesach, ikro midraisa. In other words, Rosh says, because since chametz on Pesach is ikro midraisa, which means chametz really has a concept of being asra hano midraisa, so the rabbanon have the power the same as the raisa. But something which midraisa has no similarity concept that it's asra hano, it would not apply. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says number 3, Hamid kadesh b'dova shu asa ba'ana kugay chamish b'pesach oysa basa b'chalav ukiyesu m'shari su ha'ana ainu mukadeshes. The Rambam says if you marry with something which ainu asa ba'ana, it's not kesef, it's not mukadeshes. Says the Rambam, v'afilu haya asa ba'ana midivreyem. Even if it's only asa ba'ana b'drabanon, kugayin. For example, chamish b'shar shishis miyayim avasa ainu mukadeshes. Chametz in the sixth hour, before the sixth hour started, or in the sixth hour, is only the Rabbanon, Einem Kedeshes. So the Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam says, Kegoin, which means that the Rambam holds that any Yisra the Rabbanon is going to make it Asa Bahano, and it's not going to be Kedushin, Midaraisa. So the Mashal says that according to the Rosh, okay, maybe our case, it's not similar, Shechita Shein Ruya Midrabbanon, there's no such concept Midaraisa, granted. But according to the Rambam, who says that every kedushin which is asa b'hana midrabanan makes it that it's not kesef midaraisa, so then same over here. Every shechita she'eino ruya midrabanan, midrabanan, I'm not allowed to eat this animal, I'm not allowed to eat this food that I shechted on Shabbos, should make it not a shechita midaraisa. So why does the Gemara say, no, if you hold it the Rabbanan, then why is it Potter Dalvei, Midaraisa is still Chayev, it's a Shechita Ruya, that's a Mashal's Kasha. And he doesn't answer. He said, Avladas Rambam, should Mashal call Yisur Darabon, Avein Mechalik, Tzorchiyun. That's a Mashal's question. What's the answer? Everybody has a question? Yossi, you hear the question? What's the answer?
I was going to come out the comments, but the Rambam brings in
my Basel Kalos. The Rambam says, anything Darabonon, which is not called Kesef, Midarabonon, it's also b'ano, you have to get money. So even though midaraisa is a regular eshet ish, and it's midaraisa, it's not also b'ano, and it's your money, you can mekadesh the woman. So the Rambam, sorry, if it's also b'ano midarabonon, it's not called kesef, not even midaraisa. So the Mashal says, our Gemara says not like that. Our Gemara says that something which is not called achila, it's not called a shechita midarabonon, but since midaraisa is still called shechita, you chayv dal zehei. Why? What's the difference? So I think the Poshra Teretz is, because Hefka Bezen Hefka. What's the answer?
Once the Isur on the object itself, the comments is, and the other is an Isur on the Maisa.
What does that mean? But the Chachamim, at the end of the day, they made it Asa Bachila. And Chaim says such a thing, I didn't fully understand. Chaim will see at the end, different gather, we'll get to that. But Poshet, you need something which is Achila. Correct? To make a shechita ruya. Midirabonon, it cannot be eaten. So at the end of the day, it's not a good shechita. Midirabonon. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the rice is called gold good shechita. Same thing over here. By money, we don't say that. Midiraisa, it's a good money. Midirabonon, it's not, I cannot benefit from the money. Oh, then it's no good. What's the difference? What difference? I can't eat something or I cannot benefit from the money? Both same thing. One we say, oh no, can I benefit from the money? But it's not a kedushin, even in the deraisa or not. The other one says, no, I can't eat it, that's only midirabanan. Midiraisa is still called a shechita. What do you mean? If you need shechita ruya, it's not a shechita ruya. That's the mashal's kasha, not stam kasha. The mashal, rishon, almost early achron, asked the kasha, he doesn't answer it, v'tzachiyam. Yeah. Yeah, but the Rambam is talking about even every the Rambam. That's good. That's a Rosh says like that. That it's ikra deraisa. Correct. But the Rambam says, I know. But that's good according to the Rosh. The Mashal says according to Rosh, you're right. It's not a kasha. But the Rambam says everything which is also the Rabban, even if he gives example chametz, but he says everything. So what's the difference? What's the difference? At the end of the day, it cannot eat it. What cares? So I'll tell you what the Arsim Meach says based on the Shita Mekubetzes. Basically, he asks on the Shita Mekubetzes. So that's the way he explains. I think very nice Lomdashot Teretz. But then we'll see that's not so simple. Okay, two Terutzim. Says the Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes has a similar case on the next page. Right? Staples is closed. I have to do it at home because I didn't do back to back. So says the Shita Mekubetzes like this. How about like this? The Gemara says that just like you have to have a shechita which works the araisa, right? And if it's a shechita she'enu ruya only midirabonon, but the midiraisa it's good, it's still considered, right? Shechita ruya. It's not called shechita she'enu ruya. So too, by mechira, it should be the same thing. Mechira. Tovach or mochal. So the shechita mekubetzes, Bava Kama says, how about if you stole the item, and then you sold it to somebody else. You chayv dalvei. Sold it to somebody else. You chayv dalvei. No. Tavachim mocha. I sold it, and then I sold it. Chayv dalvei. Says the Shitim Kvetzes, the Rama, how about if I sold it to somebody else, and all I did was I paid for it, or he paid for it, but he did not make a meshicha yet. Midaraisa, it's a kinyan, it's a mechira. Midarabanan, dvatoyre mois kainais, midarabanan, shemenis and fuchitecha balio, it's not called a kinyan. Says the Rama, well, if you're telling me that a shchito she'eino ruya, according to Reb Shimon, midarabanan, it's a shchito she'eino ruya, but midaraisa, it's called a shchito ruya, correct? And nevertheless, we say, what do we say? We say that it still remains. What did Gemara say? It's called a shechita. It is called a shechita ruya. Yechayv dalvei. Says Rama, the same would apply by a kinyan. If I sold it and midaraisa it's a mechira and midarabanan it's not a mechira. It's going to work. Says Shitim Gwetzel. Let's read inside. Elamando midarabanan amay pati rabanan shamina moha. We hear from here. Gonav u'mochal v'kibel domim. The guy paid for it. V'loy moshach l'kech es mekhoi kiven de midereise mois koinois afagav tekin rabonon. De loy liknu mechire. De loy liknu. Even though midirabonon it's not called a mechira, just like midirabonon it's a shechita she'en ruya. Mechira havye u'mishalem tashlumi abo v'chamisho. Why? Based on our whole Gemara, etc., etc. That's the chiddush of the Shita Mekubetzes. Make sense? Makes a lot of sense. Comes along the Arsim Meach, and he says, bah, not the same. Says the Arsim Meach, in number 5, Elamandom drabon amay patrabon, b'shita evi b'shem priti rama, de mikan yalfinon, de mochay agana v'lokach kesef, avshloim moshcha l'kei chayv dalvei. Why? Because even though midrabonon is not a mechira, but nevertheless, midaraisa it is. It's not going to affect it, just like Shchita she'enu ruya midrabanan is not going to affect the Raisa. Just you following? Says the Ramei Simcha, Arsimach, Uposha de'ena doima. Docha hare tvucha lefaneinu. Rag mitam ache poitroi de'ena ruya lachila. V'loi boi she'yechal bepoyal, rag bekoyach she'yroya lachila. Which means that when Halacha says utvachai means you have to make a maisa shechita. You don't have to actually eat it. You have to be able to eat it. You don't have to actually eat it. You have to be able to eat it. So since midaraisa I made a good shechita, even though midarabonam it's a shechita sheinugui, I cannot eat it, but the shechita was done, right? So such a thing we say it's not going to affect the shechita midaraisa, and therefore we say that midaraisa is considered a shechita yichayv dal vehei. V'hacha kiven minatayre necheles rak rabonam amru shasura b'achila. Minatayre it's a good shechita. Chazal said you cannot eat it. Amrinan the shuvah v'shechita ruya. Rak heder achila, when you don't eat it, have a command the pumei koivlu. His mouth is hurting him. He can't eat it. Ve'in lem pelechol. Loikein hocha b'mechira. Mechira is different than shechita. Shechita, where do I say that the rabbon and the shechita she'in ruya is not going to change the derives of shechita? Is in the case of shechita. Because as long as I shechted it, even though I can't eat it, yeah, you have to be able to eat it. But even if I don't eat it, it's okay. Chazal forbade me to eat it, but it's still called the shechita ruya min ha-toira. Mashenkin by mechira, it's different. What is he saying? Understand what he's saying? The Rebbe Simcha, the Ar Samech. Not some sefer I found over here, some Rosh Hashiva today. The Ar Samech. What does he mean to say? Didn't understand it. What's the difference? So I saw a sefer, Shari Yitzchak. Rebbe Yitzchak Flaksha, I think his name was, who was Nifta, who was the head of the Av Bezdin of Agudas Yisrael, when I was in Israel, not so long ago, 25 years ago. Rebbe Yitzchak Flaksha, man. Flaksha, one of these, maybe Flaksha. Gerecha said maybe he was, and he was Bezin of Aguda. And he has a sefer. Was in London. And he says, very posh, he says. Look what he says. Nirli Yosef posh, he explains. The name Nirli Vare Yosef Achilik ben Mechira Dal Vehei, ben Shechita Shein Ruya Lefinal. Darei. Bedin Shechita Shein Ruya, loy be'ino no Achila befoyel, rak bekoyach. Hainu, sheyia ala behema din Shechita. Ve'isa da Rabbonon, Hari eina bole vatel ashchito, ela sherabonon asruho bachilo mitam meister Shabbos. Mikomokoim leibitlo beisirazeh din shchito. What he means to say is like this. He says that it has to be a shchito ruya, right? That means that it has to be called a good shchito. Midaraisa it's a good shchito. Come along the Rabbonon. Do the Rabbonon say it's not a good shchito? Or do the Rabbanah say you cannot eat it?
Why can't you eat it?
I understand. But they're not levatel the shechita. They say you cannot eat it. Masha'en came by mechira. Rabbanah mid the Rabbanah are saying that there is no mechira. You hear that? When I'm buying something and I don't make a mechira, come along the Rabbanah and say there's no mechira. They're levatel the mechira. By shechita, they're not mevatel the shechita. They say you cannot eat it.
So it's a knas.
And I'm saying it's not a knas, but it's not touching. It's not touching the original shechita. By shechita has to be shechita ruya. So chachamim come along and say, no, you're not allowed to eat it. Memele becomes a shechita shein ruya, but they're not mevatel the shechita. Mashenkin over here, they're saying this is not a good mechira.
They're
saying you cannot eat it. You cannot eat it. Why? Because Mavasar Shabbos, you cannot eat it. Memele becomes a shechita shein ruya. But not Mavatal the shechita. Mashenki by Mechira, they came along and said that the Mechira is not valid. We're canceling out the Mechira. What do you mean?
You said that.
But it's starting the opposite way.
Mechira is not valid.
No, by mechira they're going the opposite way. Meaning, the shechita, they're not touching the shechita. Not saying it's not a good shechita. Shechita was done kalacha, correct the shechita.
No, it wasn't because it was done on Shabbos.
I know, but they said you're not allowed to eat the food. Now something which you can't eat the food. Oh yeah, it's like the shechita was not done yet.
No,
but they're not touching the shechita. Because they made a knas.
So that's what I said. Is it a knas?
Yeah, they made a knas. They made a knas.
If you say it's a knas, then
but they made a knas, which makes it now a shechita shein ruya. But they didn't validate the shechita. Mashenkin by mechira, they went ahead and said, there is no mechira.
Shechita ruya
Correct, correct.
That's the purpose of the Rabbanan doing that.
No, that the Ritva gives that teretz. The Kula the Chumra, they didn't want to touch the dal and the hay. That's a different teretz. No, he's not saying that. He's saying...
They're saying it was a good shrita, but because you did it on Shabbos, you can't eat it.
You can't eat it, and Memela now, once I can't eat it, okay, so it's a shchita shein. We call it the shchita shein ruya, but their idea wasn't to invalidate the shchita. Mashenkin by mechira, Chazal come along and say nothing is sold yet. They're going straight to the mechira. They're not just saying, oh, by the way, you can't have it, or we're giving you knas, you cannot have it, and therefore it's not sold. No, they said this is not the way you make a mechira. A mechira has to be done a different way. So they're changing the actual mechira, as opposed to over here, where they're not changing the actual shchita. I think that's what Arsim Ech means. The Arsim Ech says, you don't need achila bepoyo, rak bekoyach. I don't know how he sees that in the words of Arsim Ech, but I like his heretz. Look what he says. Let's read again. We're going to get soon to Kiddushin. So we're not finished yet. Right? We have to get to the Mashal's heretz. Dinei nir levar, yoysechil be'mechir dalvei, v'shchita shein ruya, lefi anal. Dare, bedin shchita shein ruya, loy bina nachila befoyal, rak bekoya, hainu, shia la behema din shchita, v'isa de rabbonin, eina bo levatel hashchita, elo sh rabbonin asruhu bachila mitumai se Shabbos, mikomakoyim, loy bitle ba isa raze, din shchita. Ma she'enkein be'mechira, to finish at the end of the page 6a, kiven de mit rabbonin, Kesev loy mahani liknois el meshicha imkein hare bitlu es hamechira al deisha amud loy mahani b'loy meshicha v'lochein lechay b'dal vei. Meaning here they went along and said, sorry, this is not a good mechira in our eyes. They mevatel the mechira. Here they're not mevatel the shchita. The shchita remains. They said, don't eat it. Oh, once you don't eat it, it becomes a shchita shein ruya. All right, midrash it is a shchita ruya. They didn't touch the shchita, and therefore you here. He asked the kasha on the sheet of Mekubet says, it's not the same both cases. Wait, slow down. How to fit with the Isura Anah? Oh, 1 second.
It's consistent with trying to the detriment of the one doing the Isra Avera. In the case of the Chira, it's making the sheet of Reef down the hay. And in the case by Gadam, we're not letting the transaction go through because we don't want the sale to go through because it was stolen.
No,
but
even though this
kasher
was giving the last instance, he
needed
a
shikha. Why? Because you want him to be
chayv and dalvei? No, because we don't want that transaction.
Shlo yechayt niska. He's saying a new svar. He's not saying that svar.
That's going consistent, but no, that's what it is. It's not.
Yeah, but he's saying much more lamish svar. He's saying that in the concept of Chazal changing the concept of mechira of kinyanim, so they're touching the actual mechira. They're saying there was no mechira done. Here they're not touching the shchita.
Why?
They're saying you cannot eat it. It becomes then a shchita shein ruya. But with the rice, it is a shchita ruya.
The reason why they're doing it, you can't. They're just not randomly picking and choosing.
No, but they would say that about mechira even if there was no dalad behay in you.
Correct.
They would
correct.
Say that.
Correct. They're saying
they would
here,
sure
but
say that
over here. In this case, they're changing what they usually would do.
No. That's the whole point. His whole point is a shchita shein. In other words, here became a shchita shein ruya not because they invalidated the shchita. Because Chazal said, you cannot eat it. That's the second step. That's the result of the shchita means you have to eat it. So Chazal said, you cannot eat it. Oh, so let's work backwards as the shchita shein ruya. That's not the same as saying they invalidated the shchita. Like here, they invalidated the mechira. I hear the svar very well. It makes a good svar. Yeah, Eli, you understand the svar? Right? Yeah, David. Makes a lot of sense. I understand the svar? Beautiful. 1 second. So what does he have now? So, okay, very good. So you understand? They found the arsimeach that asked the kasha on the sheet of Mekubetzes to differentiate between Shchita Shein Ruya and Mechira. Mechira, they invalidated Mechira, as opposed to here, they didn't invalidate the Shchita, they made it, you can't eat it, and Oy Bezoy becomes a Shchita Shein Ruya, but the rice is still Shchita Ruya, and therefore, it didn't touch that. What's that to do with the Mashal? Right? Mashal is the Kasha. That by Kedushin de Rabbonon, which is Yisura, not de Rabbonon, so over there we say, they invalidated, the Chacham came along and said, it's not good Kesef. Why there yes, and over here not. So he says like this. He says, Shitas Rambam is what's Kedushay Kesef. So there's a famous Gemara in Kedushin Davav. Kedushin Davav, the Gemara says, that could you, in Halacha is like this. Is Matana al Manas Lahachzir a Matana? Yes or no? Right? Kolatar kula matana sahtiz matana. You give lulav and esek has to be lochem. Could you give a person matana maslachzi lulav and esek? No problem whatsoever. Could you marry a woman with a matana maslachzi? So the Gemara says like this in Kedushin, Davovan Beis, Amarava, Heilach mana amenashe tachzireuli. Maybe next year we're going to do Kedushin. Heilach mana amenashe tachzireuli. Here's money I'm conditioning it back to me. B'mecha leikana, b'isha inu kadeshes. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, mecha leikana? It's not true. Ela maravashi, b'chulu kani. Matana amnas lachzi is a regular kinyan. Levar me'isha. Lefishein isha niknis b'chalipin. Because since a woman cannot be married with chalipin, so therefore you can't do matana amnas lachzi either. What pshat? So there's two ways to learn the Gemara why matana amnas lachzi does not work by kedushin because it's like chalipin. The Ran brings down two ways. One pshat is, he brings down, because it's similar. If you're going to allow matana amnas lachzi here, they're going to allow chalipin as well. Why? Because chalipin, you ever see you do a chalipin, you make a kinyan, so the rabbi takes his pen, hold on to it, and takes back the pen. So it's also a form of kinyan where you give it to a person and you take it back. So if you're going to allow matana amnas lachzi, which really is a good kinyan, they're going to allow chalipin as well. That's what Ran says. Look at number 7a. B'chulu kani levam isho, b'fishen isho nikiz b'chalipin. Kach yigit v'ruch t'chav avati, av rebe in a high going to zog garish, b'seif ha-megach de gzera, shem yemru, isho nikiz b'chalipin. V'ochi b'rushoi. Now, matan mas lachzi, lav chalipin mamashi, el l'fishen isho nikiz b'chalipin, gozru musho, b'o mishum d'ika chalipin, dom lo matan mas lachzi, naino chalipin sudo da hodar. Since it's similar, they're going to allow you to marry with matan mas lachzi, even though it's a good Kenyan, they're going to allow chalipin as well, and therefore they're not allow it. Look in the Rambam in number 8, different shot. Ha'im alisha arein mukdesh li b'dinar. Zeh, amenashe tachzir reili. You give a woman a dinar. Amenashe matan amenash la'achzir. Einem mukdeshes. Bein yichzira, bein lo yichzirasa. Why not? Shim lo yichzirasa. If she did not return it, then it's, what is halacha? That gives him matana in order to return it, and he doesn't return it, so it's never matana. It doesn't work. Im lo yichzirasa, arein lo nishkai matanai. And if she returned it, what's the Rambam say? Rambam don't say because you might come and say if you allow a woman to get married to chalipin. Rambam learns this is chalipin. Why is it like chalipin? Because if she doesn't return it, it's not a matana. If she does return it, there is no hana. Nothing ever. She never got anything ever. That's a 7b, it says the Ran. Aval medivei Rambam Zal, milchus ish nere shumfar, shuchom matonu ki agav nu gab isha, ki chalipinu, shein isha makne atmo, hem maton amazlach, ze eloim kanyan afshe. Ein machzeh asa lekon ze klal. Vim machzeh asa, so if she returns it, hare eino nehenis bo. Even if she does have an offer that split moment, that's not the offer that she wants, and therefore, it doesn't work. Says the Avni Meluim, we see from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds a kinyan kesef, there's two aspects to kinyan kesef. There's the actual kinyan that you make with the kesef, like every kinyan, but kedushin is not good enough. Kedushin, kinyan kesef, you need the hana of the kesef. She has to have as well. So even though technically speaking, matana amnas lachzi, from a kinyan perspective, it's a regular kinyan, but there's no hana. Kesef means a woman has to have hana. That's a kedushin, kinyan kesef, according to the Rambam. Very important inside. Everything blue goes with that. You say throughout, that's pshat in Kenyan Kesef. There's the actual Kenyan aspect, right? Star, there's no Hano. Star is a Kenyan. But, every time. Tom 10:15, it's 10:10. That's 10:30, I think. Oh, it's in the middle of this year. What? Right, right, exactly. So no, it's supposed to be on later.
So mechir is the same thing.
What mechir is the same thing?
You have to do the mechicha so you get the pleasure in the money, or you get the feeling that it's
not mechicha. What have to do with mechicha?
If I just pay money, I don't have the money. If I just pay for something, I'm talking about mechira. If I pay for something and I never take hold of it, I never get the hanah of being the baal.
So therefore?
So that's why you need to have both. That's why with madi, it's not similarly money. It's not enough.
Slow down. Okay, fine. That's why it's similar to mechira.
Yes.
That's exactly what he's saying. Slow down. So he's like this. V'das Rabban Nira Dafilu number 8a. V'das Rabban Nira Dafilu B'Israel No Drabbonos Eilu Yikav D'Raisa Namin Mekudeshes. Right? Um shum der Rambam shitas seit es wieder lei, befer kei, mir kaz matan mas lachze, der im gedash mit shum dem goy tag der shlo, im tag der elo nenes, because der Rambam fahrt dann mus hasen zu gleben, mus gezer gefil men shum de khallein as avlet ni khalipen. U kishe bim kei noch nami, number 8 8 the last line, second to last line, afilu bi isse der rabonon, she ein lo ikke be der reise, eine mikudeshes, kimen de lein nenes, shum der Rambam mani kesef, adika nomine. Davnim Ruim says, that's what the Rambam holds, that anything which is not hano, even that midrabon not hano, at the end of the day, she doesn't have any hano from it, because midrabon she cannot use it. And if the Rambam says, you mekadesh a woman with anything which is isur hano, even the rabbonon, is ein mekudeshes. Comes along the what's name, and he says that that's the pshat to answer the mashal. Again, what do we say? We said the difference between shchita and between mechira is because mechira, Chazal came along and said, "This is, we're touching the actual mechira." Midaraisa to mechira, but the Chachamim came along and said, "No, this is not a mechira. So if it's not a mechira, so then there's no umochar." And that's why the Ashemach has the kasha and says that by mechira, if midarabon is not a mechira, it's not going to work. Masha Ein came by shchita. They never touched the actual shchita. They said you cannot eat it, and therefore it becomes now asur b'achila. So it becomes shchita sheni ruya. But they never touched the actual shchita. Correct? Says B'Yitzvah Paksha. He says that to answer the mashal's question. That says that kesef kedushay kesef, marrying woman kedushay kesef, is the same like by mechira. Why? Because true. In the kiddushim, in the kinyan part of kesef, midaraisa it's a kinyan. The rabbanon cannot touch the kinyan kesef because midaraisa is a good kinyan. But the second part of kiddusha kesef that you have to have hano, that the chachamim come along and say, wait a second, this part of kiddusha kesef is missing over here because midarabbanon I cannot have hano from it. So Chazal came along and said, midrabbonon, there is no kedusha kesef. You're right. The actual kinyan part of kesef, midaraisa, it's a good kinyan. Chachamim, don't touch that. Correct. Like shchita. But there's a second part of kedusha kesef. What's the second part of kedusha kesef? You have to have ano, according to the Rambam. That the Chachamim come along and say, the midrabbonon, since you cannot have ano, so there is no kedusha kesef. They change the actual kedusha. And therefore, it comes along the mashal, and that's the answer to the mashal. Therefore, kedusha kesef, which midrabbanon is also bano, that's not even called kedushin, not even midaraisa. Masha'en can shchita where it doesn't touch the actual shchita, that's considered still a shchita ruya midaraisa. Chayv dalvei. And say, look what it says away, beautiful right hand side, by the star. In Kenira, the bikedushe kesef, are shchitas ramam, the bikedushe kesef being a gamkin hanoas kesef. Look what he writes in number 9. So beautiful. Nei the mitzadin hakesef, the kinyan kesef, the first part of the kinyan kesef. Afagav the rabbanon asruhu lihanes mimenu. Even though mid rabbanon they said it's also bahano mikomukoyim loy batal din kesef minei. It's still a din kesef midaraisa. They can't change that, just like they cannot change the shchita. So the kinyan kesef, midrabbana cannot change that. Sharei rabbana lebitlu dina kesef, el osri lehonos my kesef. They didn't say it's not money, they just said you cannot have a no. So kinyan kesef you have, just like by shchita. By shchita they didn't say it's not a shchita, they said you cannot eat it. So it's a shchita guya. So by kesef as well, they didn't say it's not a kesef, they just said you cannot have a no. Aval shitas Rambam bekesef kedushin, bina gamat naidika hanome hakesef. There's a second part to kesef, which not just the kinyan, the hano aspects. Vere hano asur rabbonon umishivoche einu mekudeshes. V'dami mamish lemechir dal vehei bekesef li meshicha. V'uposhev nochem bezer Hashem izbach. Such a beautiful pshat, makes a lot of sense. You understand what he's saying? In other words, Eli, you following? In other words, he's saying that you're right by shchita. They didn't change the shchita. Said it's still a good shchita. They just said you cannot eat it. Once I cannot eat it, so ma'ad becomes the shchita shein uya. But that's not the same. So therefore, they didn't change the actual shchita. So therefore, we said midrabon is shchita shein uya, midraita is shchita uya, and therefore you chayv dal vei. You would be chayv dal vei. Masha'en came by Mechira, we said, no, by Mechira, they changed the actual Mechira. They said, there is no Mechira over here, Midrabbanon. So nothing, they changed the actual Mechira, so therefore, it is no Umacha. He says, what's the name? Bitzkok Flakshur. He says, the same happens by the Kedusha Kesef. Since Kedusha Kesef, you're right, the Chachamim didn't change the actual Kesef. Why? Because they didn't say it's not money. Midrabbanon, yeah, cannot have enough. But it's still Kesef, so the king you can still make, Midraiser. But Kedusha Kesef is two aspects. There's a Kenyan Kesef and there's Arno. You have to have from the Kesef. The Rambam holds, like that's that. Part of it. Only by Kedusha Kesef. So that part, since it said you cannot have Arno, so it's lacking the actual Kedusha Kesef, and therefore, the Kedusha Kesef, everybody would agree that even though it's only Masim and Rabbanon, it's gonna change the Daraisa. So that's one Teretz shot in our Gemara. Very nice. The Rambam, the Chaim has a different shot. And I think he's saying a little bit more like Joe, says. The Rambam wants to say, Reb Chaim says like this. Reb Chaim says that, on the one hand, the Rambam paskens, there's a halacha of kisui hadam. What's kisui hadam? That whenever you shecht a chayo, not a behemo, you shecht a chayo or an oif, what's halacha? You have to do kisui hadam, right? But that's only if it's roi lachila. If you make a shechita, which is not roi lachila, then you don't make a kisui adam. Correct? So how about if you shecht a chaya, which is not roi lachila, midrabanan? Do you do kisui adam, or do you not do kisui adam?
Yeah,
midraisa, you have to kisui adam. But midrabanan is not roi lachila. Right? What's the halacha?
Depends why it's not
roi lachila.
Why not? The issue is why not? Because the shechita wasn't done right?
No, midrabanan.
Why?
The shechita was done, but the rabbanon says, so the case is... So, no, not Shabbos. The case the Rambam is talking about, if you shecht chulin ba'azara, you take chulin, you go inside the Beis HaMikdash to shecht it. So midrabanan, the Rambam holds, ha-shechit chulin ba'azara, oichel k'zayis mivasa chulin shadish chitu ba'azara, makin oise makiz mardus. It's only the rabbanon is also lachila. What did I do wrong? Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. You did it in the wrong place. Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. So what would be the halacha in such a shechitas chulin ba'azara? Are you mechuyev kisui adam or not mechuyev kisui adam? What? Midaraisa is a good shechita. Midrabanan, you cannot eat it. Because midaraisa is a good shechita. So the Rambam says, like you want to say, Ein chai b'kiz adam al shechita ruhi l'achila. Shnei ma'ashe yochel. Lefikach, ha-shechit mitzestrefer. Oy ha-shechit chulin va'azora. Etc. etc. Potem milachasois. So Rambam clearly paskins that if I made a shechita, which midaraisa is a good shechita, just midrabanan I'm not allowed to eat it, there's no kisui adam. Why? Because midrabanan, it's a shechita not roi lachila. It's called the shechita she'ena roya. Ask the Chaim Briske, what do you mean? The Rambam paskins that a shechita she'ena roya for Shabbos, that for Hilchot Shabbos, I'm not allowed to eat it. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that midaraisa, the Gemara says, that's still called the shechita roya for Dal Ve'ei, because it doesn't touch the shechita. Remember we said it doesn't touch the shechita. That's as far as we said. Just midaraisa, you cannot eat it, so therefore you still chayv Dal Ve'ei. So here also, midaraisa doesn't touch the shechita. Midrabanan, I cannot eat it. So why am I potter from kisui adam? That's a Chaim's kasha.
Because if you're not going to eat it, you're not finishing the mice of shechita.
Okay, and over here also. So why by Shabbos do we say you potter from shechita dal vehei? It's a shechita she'ena roya. Midrabanan. What? You don't. You went and took the chayim, shecht in the azara. So not kabonis. You took it. Eli Cohen is a chayim. No problem. I take my little chaya. I'm taking it to the azara and he shecht it. I'm not saying he would do it because he's chayim good. He wouldn't do it.
What if the ganav did the shechita of chaya in the azara?
Even chayim dal vehei.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. By the way, he does discuss it. Rambam says chayim v'neim because you're part of them because love the morei katovach. Different reason. I don't find the Rambam either. The different reason, not because the shechita is in the way, because it's not yours. It's a different thing.
Yeah, compared to the limits over there, it's the
Back to your old Svara. Yeah. Okay, maybe. So I'll tell you what Reb Chaim says. Let's see Reb Chaim inside, 11a. I think it's not saying what we said till now. Says Reb Chaim in number 11a, Vanir li Yashif, the hod mevur the Issa de Rabbonon. This is what we said, that Issa Rabbonon. Einoi moye la shvuye, shchite eino ruyo. That means, the midi Rabbonon is not gold shchite. And nevertheless, midi Reis is called shchite ruyo by Shabbos. Hainu dafke b'maisa Shabbos. Only by Shabbos do we say that it doesn't touch the actual shchita, and it's only shchita sheinu mid rabbanon. The shiny maisa Shabbos, the leka shum isura de hachefza. There's no isur on the actual chefza. The ikir isura hu rak sheloi lehanois mi maisa Shabbos. Umemele hu manua machilasei. I'm not sure if he's saying it's a din on the gavra. Not quite saying that. No. But he's saying, right? He's saying there's an issa that you cannot have hanah from the Maisa Shabbos, and Mela Malt eat it. But it doesn't make it the issa on the chepse itself. Ach le'in yeshchit eshein ruya, bina davki is achila da chepse. V'zein sheikh lema, Maisa Shabbos. Unless you hold Maisa Shabbos the reisa, then it changes the chepse. I don't know what that means. Aval isure hanah, He says very simply, he says that by a chulin ba'azara, so there, you write it's only derabonon. But the issa derabonon tells me that it becomes a chepse of a shchita she'ein ruya. Why? Because midrabonon, it says, you're not allowed to, what? You're not allowed to shecht. You can't eat it.
The shechita was never completed.
Whatever, but it's on the actual.
It was in the wrong place.
So what? It changes.
Never completed the shechita. So the animal is not a shechted animal.
Isure hano ikechaloi shemisa lachefse. And isa hano makes it even only isa hano drabonon, right? He says even only isa hano drabonon, right? Oy shechet chayv oy shnik v'dinon l'skila. Which is the Rabbonon. In other words, even only in Issa Hana, but it's Issa Hana, even only the Rabbonon, that changes the chepse of the shechita. That remains even a shechita of the Sheinu Uya, even mid right and not, but mid Rabbonon, it goes in the chepse. Masha Enkein, Maisa Shabbos, tells me, oh, you did a Maisa Shabbos, and this is a Maisa Shabbos, that's also Bachila. Also Bachila. Midrabbanon. But that doesn't change the chetzah of the actual item. Call it gavra. I don't think he says gavra, but that's the difference. In other words, Shabbos is not on the actual chetzah, it's rather on the gavra, and therefore, there we say, a shechita shein ruya midrabbanon is not going to affect the daraisa. Right? I think he's different than the first teretz we said. The first teretz we said is that no, it does become a Isser on the chepse, right? But it's, the isser the chepse is not on the shchita. It just tells me the item is also to be eaten midrabanon. That's not going to change the actual shchita, and therefore midraisa to shchita ruya. But the item is also the chepse of the item is also midrabanon. Reb Chaim says no. By Shabbos, the item is not even the chepse of the item that's also midrabanon. It's only the person not allowed to eat it. Understand the difference? What's the nafkamina? Halacha l'maisa. If I make a shchita on something on Shabbos, midrabanon, or I'm a vashel b'Shabbos, midrabanon, right? Or I'm a vashel b'Shabbos, which is only also the rabbanon, does the keli become usher or not? Let's say I cooked something on Shabbos, b'mezit. I'm a vashel b'Shabbos, b'mezit. Correct? And we paskin. That's not an issa deraisa, it's only issa derabanan. Correct? Now, I cooked that item in a pot. Does the pot become usur? Well, if you learn like the first teretz, so it's only derabanan, but it's an issa on the chepse. It doesn't touch the shchita, but it's an issa on the chepse. The item is usur. So if the item is usur midrabanan, then it's like you take a tray for a thing and I cook in a pot. I have to cash in a pot. If you learn like Reb Chaim, it's never on the chetzer. The difference between Shabbos and everything else is Shabbos is only on the person, I don't want to, the other one is too complicated. Let's say the Shabbos is on the person, but not on the Chepsa. So therefore, I'm not allowed to eat it, Midrabbanon. But the item is never usher, the Chepsa of the item, and therefore, the pot would not be usher.
I'm sure it works with Shekhtin. Achaya and Nazara. Why?
That he says is on the Chepsa.
Yeah, that's my point.
Why?
Why is it different than the pot?
Then what in the pot? Because Maaseh Shabbos is only on the person. That's on the person. He cannot, he's forbidden to eat it. But it doesn't touch the actual chepsa of the item. It doesn't make the thing that was cooked, doesn't make that intrinsically forbidden. That's the Chaim says. Mashen came by Shechita Ba'chulim Ba'zara, that makes the actual, even with Rabbonim, but that makes the chepsa asr, and if the chepsa is asr, even with Rabbonim, that can affect the rice as well, and therefore we say it's called a Shechita Shein Ruyim with the rice. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah said Halacha Lemaisa, because the Magen Avraham Shem Rashba, the Gam Hakdeira Shebishuba B'Shabbos Asur Ola Levashuba B'Vnei Shiblu M'Dov Asur. Told that the Chepsa becomes Asur, not like Reb Chaim, but according to Reb Chaim, Bikula that's not on the Chepsa, that's by Chepsa is only by Chulin Ba'Zorah. That becomes Mashen came by Mevashu B'Shabbos. The person is not allowed to eat it. So therefore, by the way, according to Chaim, you don't answer the Mashal's teretz, because I think that was your first teretz, that by Issa Hano the Rabbanon, so at the end of the day, it's not called money. Chazal, the Rabbanon, they said it's not called money, Mid Rabbanon, so it affected the Raisa, the Chepsa is not called money. Mashenke by Shabbos, they never said that the item becomes Ein Ro Mutal Achila, you're not allowed to eat it. You have a class, you're not allowed to eat it. Doesn't make the item not mutal achila, and therefore the kelim don't come also, and it's not the same like Issa Ano, where the Rabbanu came along and said that the item is also ba'ano. So therefore, it's almost not called money, at least with the Rabbanon, so that affects the derice as well. As opposed to Shabbos, where they don't say that the actual thing that was cooked on Shabbos, the Shechet on Shabbos, becomes a chetze mid Rabbanon of Ein Ro Achila, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it, the item doesn't become and therefore the kelim won't become trade either. That's, I think, the two ways of understanding the teretz of the difference between the answer, the mashal, the difference between issa hano the rabbanon on money that invalidates the kedushin even the raisa, as opposed to Shabbos, where if you cook it on Shabbos, mavash b'Shabbos, it's only mid rabbanon asa b'achila shchita sheinu ruya, mid the raisa, it's still going to remain a shchita ruya. One teretz is that this doesn't affect the actual shechita, as opposed to kedushin, because the kedushin is a different aspect. You need the actual hana, and that's part of the actual ma'aseh kedushin, and therefore that it changes the actual kedushin, at least with the rabbanon and even with the raisa, it would also have an effect. The second teretz is that hana chepes v'asav hana, so Chazal came along and said, oh, that's not a chepsa shel kesef. Why? Because mid the rabbanon, you cannot have ano. You cannot use it as kedushin. Not even mid the raisa. Mashen came by Issa Shabbos. It doesn't make the chepsa a forbidden item for Shabbos. Mid the raisa, and even mid the rabbanon, it's good at shechita. You're not allowed to eat it. On the gavra, knas, you cannot eat it. So therefore, the kelim will be permitted.
And the kisa and the
bracha. Kisa adam, it's on the chepsa again. That means like this. So that's, well, I think that's the two ways of understanding pshat over here to answer the mashal.